Have you ever read a piece of advice and thought, man, I wish I knew this years ago? That's exactly how I felt reading this blog post, Advice to My Younger Self. It's from someone who's deep in medicine and drug development, so we're talking high-stakes decisions with years-long timelines.
And yet the advice feels surprisingly relevant to anyone in any field at any stage of their career.
Right. It's less about specific career tactics and more about approaching your journey with a certain mindset.
Exactly. The author even describes their career path as a curiosity-directed random walk, which I found fascinating.
Okay, we have to come back to that random walk idea because it's so good. But first, I want to unpack some of the key insights that lead to that idea. One thing that struck me was how much the author emphasizes the journey over the outcome. So often, we get caught up in chasing achievements without really considering the messy, uncertain paths that actually get us there. It's like we fixate on the destination and forget to appreciate the scenery along the way, even the detours. And speaking of detours, this author isn't afraid to admit they didn't have it all figured out. They even use a poker analogy to illustrate their point, which initially threw me off a bit.
But the poker thing, right.
At first glance, I thought it was a bit out of left field for a career advice blog. But the more I thought about it, the more it made sense.
Because life, just like poker, involves a degree of chance. You can make calculated decisions, weigh potential risks and rewards, but you can't predict the hand you'll be dealt.
And this is where the author's emphasis on probabilistic thinking comes in. They're basically saying, get comfortable with not having all the answers.
Precisely. It's about making peace with uncertainty and being able to make informed decisions even when you don't have a guaranteed outcome. Something the author stresses is the importance of understanding your own values and motivations in the face of this uncertainty.
That whole know yourself element was huge for me. Like, how can you possibly make a decision that feels right, even if it's a bit scary or unconventional, if you don't have a strong sense of what truly matters to you?
Right, because if you're not clear on your own values, you're more likely to be swayed by external pressures or follow a path that doesn't ultimately lead to fulfillment. Speaking of which, one of the biggest know-yourself moments for me was actually, well, I was fresh out of grad school and had this chance to join a prestigious research lab. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like a dream opportunity, to be honest with you.
Right.
But deep down, I knew my passions lay more in teaching.
Yeah.
I was terrified to turn down such a big name offer, but I realized following my own compass was more important than any external validation.
Wow, that's huge. It takes a lot of courage to turn down what seems like the perfect path and stay true to yourself.
It wasn't easy, but looking back, I'm so glad I made that decision. Which actually ties into another piece of advice from this blog post that really resonated with me, the importance of not just following your curiosity, but actually going deep.
That go deep concept is so powerful. It's one thing to dabble in different areas, but there's something incredibly rewarding about choosing a subject, a skill, or even a hobby, and really committing to mastering it.
Exactly. The author talks about how going deep allows you to develop true expertise, which can lead to unexpected opportunities. It's about recognizing that real mastery takes time, dedication, and a willingness to push beyond the surface level.
And you know what often goes hand in hand with curiosity and deep dives? Communication.
Oh, absolutely.
The author actually argues that being able to clearly articulate your ideas is just as vital as having those ideas in the first place.
Absolutely. Whether you're writing a report, presenting data, pitching a new project, or even just crafting a clear and concise email,
right?
Effective communication can make all the difference. It's about being able to translate your knowledge and insights in a way that resonates with your audience.
It's like the old saying, you're only as good as your ability to communicate your ideas. And this leads us to another crucial point the author makes, one that often gets overlooked in discussions about career success, the importance of relationships.
It's so true. The author actually expresses regret for not prioritizing their relationships more, both personally and professionally. They talk about how strong relationships provide support, open doors to new opportunities, and simply make the journey more enjoyable.
I think it's easy to get so caught up in the hustle of our careers that we forget to nurture those connections. But as this blog post reminds us, relationships are what truly enrich our lives, both inside and outside of work. Speaking of which, I think it's time we circle back to that intriguing phrase the author used earlier. Curiosity, directed, random walk. What do you make of that from your perspective?
Yeah.
Curiosity, directed, random walk. It's such a fitting way to describe a career that doesn't follow a rigid plan, a path that embraces exploration, and a journey that's more about the process than the destination.
It really does, doesn't it? It speaks to that idea of being open to opportunities, new directions, and unexpected detours, while still maintaining a sense of purpose and direction. It's like allowing yourself to be guided by your curiosity rather than trying to force your way through a predefined map.
It's kind of like the difference between, you know, following a strict recipe versus allowing yourself to experiment in the kitchen.
Right.
You might not know what you'll create.
Exactly.
But the journey itself is exciting.
Right.
And the result often surpasses expectations.
Exactly. And the author's journey in medicine and drug discovery is a great example of this. They talk about those long timelines, you know, the constant setbacks, the moments where they had to pivot, make hard choices, and even question their own career path, right? But through it all, they were driven by curiosity, a willingness to learn, and a desire to make a difference.
It reminds me of the saying, the best laid plans often go astray. And that's perfectly okay. It's about accepting that uncertainty is a part of life and that sometimes the most fulfilling journeys involve taking those unexpected turns.
Yeah. And it also highlights, I think, the importance of adaptability and resilience. You have to be willing to adjust your course as you go, embrace new information, and even change direction when it's necessary.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want you to reflect on your own career journey, you know. What would it look like to approach it with a bit more curiosity?
Yeah.
Or openness to the unexpected? What if you allowed yourself to wander, to explore, to follow your own path, even if it doesn't always lead to the most predictable destination?
What would it look like to embrace that curiosity-directed random walk? What new paths might open up? What discoveries await? Remember, it's not just about reaching the top of the mountain, but about the view you experience on the way up.
And it's okay to enjoy the view from the bottom of the mountain, too, sometimes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes those detours are where you find the most unexpected and rewarding experiences.
It's a reminder that life and our careers are journeys, not just destinations. And those journeys are often made richer by the unexpected twists and turns.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Advice to My Younger Self blog post. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep that curiosity alive.